Bonsoir, ma famille. Comment tu vas?
Oh, très bien. Yeah, it's nighttime here, so that's why it's bonsoir. Man, that was so awesome to be able to talk to you guys. I'm so happy that I got to speak with you guys for so long. I was like super worried all day today that I wouldn't be able to talk to you guys. And so, I'm really, no, this is a recorder. I record home to my family. You can say hi to them.
Say hi.
Yeah.
No, say hi.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, no, this is a recorder, so like.
Record it.
I record and then I send it to my family.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you can say, just say hi. Just say hi to him. Speak French. You can speak French to them.
That is your
family. Yeah, my family. My family's not here. Like, this isn't a phone. Just speak French.
I can do that with my family.
With your family? I don't know, because you have to have like a way to download the file. I mean, if your family has a way to download it, if your family has like a way to download like the file from Gmail, then they can listen to it, because you have to like download it. Yeah, is that okay? D'accord. So anyways. So. That was awesome. So, like, all day I was, like, just praying that the phone call would work. Because I was talking to... So, here in the mission, we can... Like, each companionship has a phone, and, like, all the phones can call all the other missionaries. So, like, I've called, like, Elder Dick and, like, talked to him. And he's, like, all the way over his mission. It's super cool. So, we've been able to... Like, it's been nice to just, like, talk to other missionaries. Especially, like, other Americans, given I'm, like, the only American here, basically. Like, I literally only see Africans, like, all day. It's awesome, though. Like, they're so cool. It's so weird. Like, I still, like, I'm just, like, I feel like I'm in Africa, because, like, yeah, it's Africa, but, like, I don't know, like, my brain just doesn't comprehend the fact that I'm, like, actually in Africa. Oh, it's hilarious. But, yeah, so, I'm gonna go back to my journal and just kind of talk about all this stuff I haven't been able to talk about because I kind of have forgotten to send the recording. Because I was gonna make a recording, like, the day before I left the MTC to kind of talk about, like, what happened before. But, like, honestly, I feel like it's fine, because we don't really do much. Like, once, like, sorry, I'm just looking for the page. Okay, here it is. Okay, let's see, Sunday. Oh, yeah, okay, so we had, like, the last week we were at the MTC, our whole district, like, we decided, like, we put together, like, a plan of, like, all these things that we were gonna, do, and, like, it's just, like, all the days left before we were gonna leave the MTC and stuff, and so, we decided to just kind of, like, we got together as a district to see what it is that we wanted to do every day. And so we basically just came with this plan. So I'm trying to look for it. I feel like I'm just kind of rambling because I'm trying to find... Here, just give me a sec. Oh my gosh, where is it? Okay, here it is. So, okay, good, this is, okay. Oh my gosh, wow, I forgot about, oh my gosh. Okay, I guess a lot of stuff has happened. Okay, Because I've been writing down, like, little things in my old planner, things that I want to remember to tell you guys about. So, first off, so the district, so on Monday, we all got together, and we had, like, our little family home evening. I'm pretty sure I told you guys about that. So that was really cool. And then on Tuesday, we gave away ties to our teachers. So that was pretty cool. And then Wednesday, it was P-Day. We got to talk to you guys. And then, let's see. Thursday, we had district volleyball. And that was super fun. So, like, as a district, we all played volleyball together. And then the fourth day, when it was Friday, we had, like, field orientation all day. And then we prepared a song, like, for, because we had our last, like, going away devotional at the MTC was just, like, all just songs. Like, we just all prepared songs. And so we had, like, our, as a district, we just practiced our song. And then on Saturday, we had a district fast because our companions, so the people going to Kinshasa, DRC Congo, left Sunday. And so we had a district fast Saturday, and then we had, like, a scripture study together, and then we had a song devotional, like, the song devotional after that. So it was an awesome day, but it was so weird. Like, I, oh my gosh, I still can't believe that, like, that was a week ago, because it feels like it was so long ago. But yeah, so it was honestly, like, I missed the MTC so much. Like, it was so much fun there, but being here, like, it's so amazing too. Like, I don't know. Missions are so weird because it's, like, right at first, it's, like, terribly hard. But then, like, give yourself, like, a week and you kind of get over it. I don't know. At least that's how it's been for me. I don't know if that's the same for other missionaries, but the Lord has definitely blessed me with the gift of adaptation. Like, I've been able to adapt, like, really fast. Like, even, like, all of the other, like, missionaries in our apartment, they're like, wow, you eat the food, wow. Like, they're just, like, all confused at, like, how quickly, like, I've just adapted to it. Because I don't know, like, I mean, like, there's nothing else I'm going to eat, so it's, like, I kind of just have to eat it. Yeah, it's awesome. Plus, I'm also, like, testing my faith because literally, like, the food here, it's really far from sanitary. Like, it's really hard to have clean stuff here because, like, there's just, like, a lack of soap in our apartment, and none of us have bought soap. Actually, yeah, I bought hand soap. So I've been using that now, but, like, at first we didn't have anything, and nobody cooked with soap. We were even lucky if, like, my other companions and, like, the people here in the room even washed their dishes. They just kind of wash them off with water and put them away. And I didn't really realize that until the other day. So I'm like, okay. But it's okay. The Lord is just blessing me with really good health. And a strong immune system. So that's been good. Except for, like, I've been kind of stuffy, but I feel like it's just my allergies, just, like, getting used to the fact that I'm, like, actually in Africa, because in the MTC, oh my gosh, it was way too nice. It's like we are living in a luxury hotel in comparison to here, but it's so cool. Like, I freaking love this place. Like, so the first day that we got here, so I forgot to tell you this, I think. So the first, so we get here on Monday. And then, here, because I'm reading, okay, so Sunday, last day, let's see, oh yeah, so I forgot to write on Monday, yeah, so Monday we got there, and so we leave the MTC, like, really early in the morning. Like, we got up at 4 or 5, I wrote it down in here, I'm pretty sure. Oh yeah, we got up at 5 and, like, got all of our bags together and got dressed and then headed down to get breakfast. And typically at the MTC, like, they give us, like, pretty decent breakfast. Yeah, no. Monday, they literally gave us, like, a muffin and a small pack of crackers and soda. That's it. So we were freaking starved. So we just ate that. But I mean, at first, like, it was so early in the morning that, like, it didn't really matter. And so then we just kind of, so we got in the car, just go out to the airport. And so, like, basically they just dropped us off and they're like, okay, go find your stuff, follow the spirit. And then they just drove away. And so we got there at like 6. Our plane didn't even leave. It was supposed to leave at 9:40. And so then we found out that our plane was delayed. So we literally were just had to sit there at the airport from, oh, I guess it was 6:30. From 6:30 to like 11:30. And then finally they found a place where they could bring the airplane in to send us out. And so then we finally left. And yeah. Okay, oh my gosh, yeah. So when I was checking in, holy cow. Checking in for, it was like, literally everything that they told us that was going to happen was not even close to what was going to happen. So they said that each of our bags could be 30, it was like 30 pounds each, or no, 30 kilos, which is like 60 pounds, I think. It's close to 60. So like, I'm like, okay, like I'm fine. Like all my bags were under 50, or like one of my bags, like they, I ended up like evening it out so that like there was under, like each of them were under 30, but they